ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting.
Welcome, folks, to season three, premiere of Who's Ghost Stories. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to get the intros out of the way before I forget about them like I did the last cemeteries last season. We've got me, Andrew Huzar, Reiki Master and Medium from Huzar Reiki and Readings. Then we've got season three newbie, our professional everyday man and enthusiast, history buff, Tyler. And then, as always, cryptid expert, Professor Alex Wheaton. Today, we are super excited to start off season three with some traveling, and we are in Lockport, New York, at the Cold Springs Cemetery. This is a very old cemetery, a very historic cemetery, with a lot of really cool burials here. Behind us is the receiving vault, and as you can just see from the ornateness here, everything is gorgeous. A cool note that we'll kind of touch upon in our intro, the rock work here and the wall around the outside we'll try to get some pictures of is all original from when the cemetery opened in the mid-1800s. Ooh. The stonemason was one of the best in the country, and since he did such an exceptional job, it's never needed to be touched up, that when he passed, they actually buried him here as well. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get to some intros. Cold Springs Cemetery is a historic cemetery out here in Lockport, New York. This scenic cemetery was incorporated in 1840 and listed on the National Registry of Historic Places in 2004. Locals and tourists alike have described Cold Springs Cemetery as a great example of Victorian rural cemeteries. The sprawling 50-acre cemetery sits beautifully on the side of a hill and is the final resting place for many of the residents' loved ones. Lying amongst the locals are famous faces such as inventor Birdsdale Hawley, Erie Canal proponent Jesse Hawley, and Chief Judge Cuthbert Pond, and Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant William Leonard. The cemetery is made up of multiple sections. There's the old sections containing veterans from the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, War of World War I, and World War II. More veterans are located in the military section. The Quaker section contains the bodies that were relocated here from the Quaker cemeteries throughout the area. The Price section, and finally, located across the railroad tracks, is the Old Potter's Field. With all these souls calling this place home, it's no surprise that locals claim this place is haunted. According to local legends, you can see the ghost of a young woman who was murdered while hitchhiking through the area. This is a tragic tale, but it seems strange to me that it's the only ghost around. This description of Cold Springs Cemetery makes one picture a perfect, idyllic, small-town cemetery. Your mind's eye is probably seeing rows of beautiful flowers and shrubs adorning perfectly manicured, ornate headstones. These thoughts paint a picture of a place you no doubt want to visit and call your final resting place. However, this plot of land is not without its own mysteries and darkness. The cemetery was incorporated in 1840, but that isn't when the bodies started being buried here. The first burials occurred during the War of 1812. On the hill above where the current gate is sat was a log tavern that was kept by Charles Wilbur. 12 American soldiers were on their way from Batavia to the Niagara frontier. They were crossing through the area near the tavern and decided to make camp further up the hill, where the Cold Springs were located. The next morning, all 12 soldiers were found mysteriously dead at their camp. There were no wounds, no signs of a battle or struggle of any kind. Nobody knows if all the soldiers came down with some random illness that killed them all, or if they just drank themselves to death after a night of merriment. Adding to the mystery itself, all 12 soldiers were buried in unmarked graves on the hill above Cold Springs. Following this event, the first civilian burial didn't occur until 1815.
The cemetery has a bizarre beginning, but that's just the tip of the iceberg here. Throughout the years, there have been many strange coincidences, so many that upon closer look, it appears that there might be something else here among the dead. One of the most noteworthy cases comes from 1866. International headlines were ablaze with the story of Sarah Rubens of Lockport. She was on trial for the death of her husband. It was widely believed that Sarah poisoned her husband, but she wasn't convicted. Her husband was buried here in Cold Spring Cemetery. Sarah was there, but all the reports talk about how she wasn't even pretending to be sad. She was parading around laughing and acting like it was a party. The Courier Journal even says that after her husband's body was placed in the deadhouse, Sarah hopped on top of the fence and waved her handkerchief at all the passing cars. We can't comment on the murder case, but I don't think the spirits that call this place home will be happy with her antics. That may have proved to be the case, since Sarah Rubens mysteriously disappeared sometime after this. Next on the list of mysteries is the tale of James Hamilton in 1873. According to the Buffalo Courier, Mr. Hamilton was walking through the cemetery on the way to his father's house. He ended up walking along the railroad tracks. The night was clear, but suddenly a raging storm of wind and rain picked up. It was such a severe storm that Nathan couldn't hear the oncoming train, nor the engineer see him, until it was too late. James tried leaping out of the way at the last minute, but the train struck his leg. He was flung into the air and landed on his head. Multiple bones in his legs were broken and his skull was severely fractured. James Hamilton did not survive his injuries. This isn't even the only mysterious incident surrounding these train tracks. In 1880, the Democrat and Chronicle reported an incident surrounding Chipman Turner. Mr. Turner was walking to his friend's house that was about 3 miles outside of town. To cut down on his time, he decided to walk along the railroad tracks. Upon nearing the cemetery, he suddenly heard a train coming from behind him. He quickly turned around, but there was no train. However, he lost his balance and ended up falling off the tracks into a cattle guard. Chipman's foot got caught in the guard, so he was hanging upside down above the ditch. His foot slipped loose and he crashed onto his head, cracking his skull, breaking his nose, and bruising both eyes. A local man walking nearby heard Chipman's moans, was able to remove him from the guard, and took him to his house to recover. Individually, these incidences can be explained as accidents, but there's some coincidences that make you think something eerie is at hand.
Next, I'd like to talk about two of the stranger stories surrounding Cold Spring Cemetery. First, we'll jump back to April of 1881. The Lockport Journal had a short article about young Willie Byman. Willie came to Cold Spring Cemetery with his parents for the funeral of a local man, Luther Dodge's son. Willie was perfectly fine until he randomly started showing signs of illness. After the funeral, his symptoms got so bad that his parents took him to Luther Dodge's house since it was close by. Within a matter of days, Willie died from typhoid fever. He was then buried here at Cold Spring Cemetery. Now, there are many more tales of accidents and deaths surrounding the cemetery. However, I want to turn our attention to a different story. Let's jump backwards to November 1877. The Lockport Union and the Buffalo Morning Express both reported on the strange case of Grace Leavenworth. Grace was a prostitute, and she died in a local brothel. The town decided to lay her to rest in the Potter's Field here. However, after some time, her body was discovered to be missing. Rumors swirled around town, and one reporter finally cracked the case. the Buffalo Medical College had stolen Grace's body. The reporter tried to get as many details as possible, but his source would only tell him that Grace's body had been sitting in the dissecting room for some time. The reporter couldn't find any other information, so he left things to the authorities. The story ends there, but the reporter mentioned one last interesting fact in his article. The students of the college finished their dissecting lessons months before Grace's death. Why would the college steal her body now? Why leave it untouched in the dissecting room? These are only but a few of the stories and strange things surrounding Cold Spring Cemetery. Yes, the cemetery is beautiful, but there have been a lot of strange accidents and deaths at the cemetery or involving it. The only spoken legend is that of the ghostly hitchhiker. How come none of these other fascinating yet macabre stories aren't brought up? Is there something else that calls Cold Spring Cemetery home? Something that doesn't want the truth to get out?
Well, as you heard, there is quite the history surrounding this cemetery. When we first got here, before the cameras were rolling, I did ask if we had permission to be here. And during that time, I did find out that there is some sort of guardian spirit or guardian angel. There is a presence here, and it did say we could come into the cemetery, we could film and walk around. But when it feels threatened, or it feels like its home is threatened, is when it lashes out, and I don't want to say it directly causes some of these accidents, but the energy it emits can cause people to act differently and want to leave. But since we have its permission to be here, and I offered it a little crystal stone, and we have some extra offerings, and I gave each of us a protective crystal, as well as some black witch's salt to also protect us, we will be fine here. It knows we're going to be respectful and hang out, so I'm not worried about us at all. When Tyler was going through his part there, Sarah Rubens was the first one. When he was reading that story, I could actually feel her husband coming close. And there was a lot of like sadness and sorrow still there. So I am expecting probably some heavier energy throughout here, but I'm not expecting anything outright negative or sticky. But I do expect this to be a little more of an emotional cemetery. So I'm interested to see. I've got some plots marked out on a map, some older sites. I got Jesse Hawley and Medal of Honor Sergeant and the stonemason who built the walls here marked out for us to try to find. Alex, after hearing everything and just taking in so far this little bit, what are your first impressions of the cemetery and what are you expecting for this trip?
So the cemetery itself is very beautiful and very calm. So even though, you know, there's a road, a fairly busy road, not too far, there is an energy. And I mean, I'm the one that usually spots weird plant-like things, so I've already noted some interesting tree things. So I'm interested to, just feel the energy around here. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, and I'll agree on that. There are some very interesting tree shapes and growing shapes, but the one thing I've noticed is it looks like at least 95 to 98% are all alive.
Yes.
And get ready to blossom. So, like, whereas we went to the almshouse near Erie, all those trees were, like, dead. Yeah. But these ones are all growing in interesting shapes, but they all seem to be alive. So that's a definitely good sign. Tyler, first trip out with us. I know you're a little nervous, but what do you think here with your first intake? And, like, are you picking up any, like, feelings or anything happening with you that you're sensing?
Yeah, kind of like we talked before, my body temperature was going a little wompy there for a minute. Kind of back to normal now. I'm still trying just to, you know, take everything all in and kind of just take it all in. It's kind of the best, just a, you know, straightforward way to put it. It's my first time. I can't say I ever noticed, you know, anything like it before. But it is a beautiful cemetery. It's a very historic part of town. This region that, lucky enough, to adjacent to home, has a ton of old history here, especially with War of 1812, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it's definitely cool to see all the old tombstones and all the old masonry work and things like that.
It is. And, like, I like looking at the old stuff, like the old tombstones in the masonry, because, like, so much of it is intact compared to stuff that gets done. Like, now a lot of it just falls apart and roads, like, the stonework's been here since 1840.
1840.
And it hasn't crumbled.
Hardly any patina.
Yeah, like,
anything.
So, I'm excited to dive in. I think we're going to walk around this part here a little bit, and we'll drive around and hit up some other parts, because it is a surprisingly big cemetery, too. So, weather's holding out so far for us, so let's go ahead and let's see what we can find.
Thank you for checking out this episode of Who's Ghost Stories. Before we get into the episode here, just wanted to go ahead and remind you, you can buy all sorts of Who's Our Reiki and readings and Who's Ghost Stories merchandise on the Etsy store. You can get the classic Who's Our Reiki and Readings t-shirt, the classic Who's Ghost Stories logo t-shirt, as well as Alex's Cryptid Life t-shirt, Megan's Pinecone t-shirt, and my Always Carry Protection t-shirt. You can also get my personal favorite shirt based off the Lincoln Park Golf Course. Now, if you're not a t-shirt person, there are sweatshirts, hoodies, long sleeves, tank tops, stickers, hats, all sorts of merchandise. So go ahead and treat yourself to our Etsy store. You deserve it. You've been pretty good lately. So go ahead, buy yourself a little present, support the show, show your love out into the world of everything Who's Our Reiki and Who's Ghost Stories. Also, you can go to ParanormalityMag.com and sign up for a subscription. If you use the code Who's Ghost, you'll get 10% off your first order. You can subscribe to digital or in print magazines from them. They voted Who's Ghost Stories as the number 7 paranormal podcast out of top 10 for the month of March. So definitely go check them out. You can also check out the Paranormality Radio Podcast Network itself for all sorts of cool paranormal podcasts. You can find links to those as well. And you know you can find Who's Ghost Stories pretty much everywhere, anywhere, anytime, at all, on all sorts of platforms, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, we're everywhere. But did you know you can also follow on social media? You can find Who's Our Reiki readings on Facebook. You can also find at Who's Our Reiki on Instagram and TikTok as well. Go ahead, like, and follow. You'll see all sorts of clips all the time, free readings, all sorts of cool announcements through there. So definitely go ahead, give a like and follow there as well. And of course, make sure you're subscribed to Who's Ghost Stories on whatever platform you're watching it on, or the Who's Our Reiki Readings YouTube channel for some seriously amazing episode and content. So check everything out. I've talked enough. Let's get back to the episode.
After doing our intros, it was amazing just to look around because there was a gorgeous view and there were some really cool looking headstones we were excited to check out.
Why is there just an umbrella?
You know, if it wasn't sitting next to a grave, I was going to say take it because we might need it, but...
I don't know.
What is that? Alex, can you read what that...
Frank Rivas? Oh, he's young. 26?
Yeah. That's some sort of military placard. It is an old, like, black. And like I said, a lot of what you're feeling was probably just that building because of what it actually is.
After, been in a couple cemeteries, been around for, 28 years, never ever thought about, like, hey, what do they do in the wintertime when there's 2 feet of snow on the ground and they can't bury them? Never thought about that.
Yeah.
I just figured people didn't die between December and March.
We found out about that after our last experience, because I was like, what is this building? Found out, it's called the receiving vault. Hey, doll, this guy was born October 25th. Scorpio, baby. Oh, doll. Another person on here was born February 6th.
I feel bad for,
What the f*** are the odds on that?
Nelly,
right?
Those are the most weirdest odds in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah. So for those that don't understand, my birthday is October 24th. My wife, Megan, is February 5th. That says Thomas Bell born. This just says Thomas born. Wild, ain't it? Gar?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it stands for, but
at least we have a...
I know. I'm excited to get down there.
We were all enjoying our initial walk through the cemetery here. Like I said, the view was great, but there were so many old headstones that the dates were fascinating, the inscriptions were cool, and just the style was amazing. However, it didn't take long for us to have our first experience. Well, at least the men had an experience.
Very nice.
Do is I'm actually going to turn on Ghost Tube. Alright, any spirits that are here, you can use the Ghost Tube to pick a word. I'm just going to move this a little closer. Beautiful cemetery. I mean, look at these old stones.
I'm right here.
Yeah, so am I. Can you give me your name? Can you tell me which grave you're from?
I'm right here.
Most of us have medium.
I'm here. Andrew. We want to know if it's safe to go in.
Andrew, I'm getting Gutelberg vibes.
hold my rig.
Yeah. But,
kid. Yeah, dude, I don't feel comfortable.
Looking at this, Andrew, does this not give you Gutelberg vibes?
I don't feel.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend going in there. Definitely has something. But I'm going to leave this just for letting us look at you and your stone spirit, your graves, but we won't enter. Yeah, it gives off some not welcoming energy.
It's also the tree that I pointed out is in here.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. Especially with young child doll.
Yeah.
Just very Gutelberg. I was not,
Yeah.
I feel kind of weird.
Yeah, that...
Will that leave?
Yeah, that will.
That dark feeling?
Yeah.
Once you
get... further you get away from it, it'll...
What the f***? That was... I just, overcame with, super just bad energy.
Yep. Yeah, very, unwelcome, too. Get away from me. It feels like you saw, a hostile person, was, like...
Yeah, I got yeah.
Yeah.
Look
at
Because,
those? 18. Yeah, but I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Is that going to leave?
Yeah, it will.
Yeah. Weird thing in my chest.
Yeah. That's a big heaviness. But yeah, it'll dissipate the further, you get from there and the longer we're waiting.
Am I dead?
Yeah, you're dead. I don't mean to be crass and short and laugh at that, but yes, you're in a cemetery, so yes. Ooh. Look at these stones here, 1780 to 1837.
Holy shit. That was heavy.
Yeah. Good news, you got your first experience like that out of the way. But yeah, once that happens, we just leave immediately.
I feel better right there.
Yeah. That's why, like, I didn't even go back up that way to get my camera. I came the long way. Like, I just, not even get a chance to go back the way. I'm going to take the long route.
You know what's funny? I felt fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they like you.
I was fine.
Maybe it's, they saw your photographizing. It's not a word, but.
Whew. That
was a. Or, I'm usually the first one to.
Could be they also don't like men, whoever's there.
Well, there's a lot of women in that cemetery, or that little place. Holy that was weird, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, I know you're being, like, you know.
Right?
You I had it for, but for your first time.
Isn't it?
Yeah, dude.
It's like
I've never been in cemetery, like.
It's like someone sits on your chest.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the first thing I thought was, like, weed paranoia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like.
But like, we're up here and shit, like, so, to go through it real quick, if you don't mind hearing me out.
I'm gonna turn this off real quick. I don't know how you do that.
Like, cold, next to, like, we're doing the intros.
Yeah.
Warmer as I was, like, reading, so, like, a little bit, and then, like, kind of, like, hearing you guys, like, say, like, the guardian angel presence, I kind of felt calm.
Yeah.
And then back then, though, I was like, holy that got weird.
Yeah. Totally. Like, as soon as I got near it, it was instant. Like, all right, yeah, it doesn't want me here.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. And that's one of the things, like, since this is their home, I don't even question it, like, anymore. Like, the first time I ever felt it, I was very much like, what are you? What are you this? But, like, it just got intenser, so I'm just like, you know what? If I feel it, I'm just going to say I feel it, and I'm just going to move on.
I've never had that at a cemetery before.
Yeah, it's... It also makes you feel emotional, like...
That's, yeah.
Like, you don't feel okay, but you don't know why you don't, and then you're just...
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Not a fan of that.
No.
Yeah, we don't... Especially me. Once that starts, like, once that happens, I just beat it out of the area.
Yeah. I kind of like it, though.
It's a fun...
Like, it's kind of wild.
It's like...
As long as nothing sticks to me, I could do it all day.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, something sticks to me, I'm just going to jump in the river. I'm not kidding.
No, and nothing's going to happen to you.
I hope not.
Let's go see what these two found. But yeah.
It is a cool feeling, though, like...
Cause like
here I feel like back to normal again.
Yeah.
It kind of feels euphoric.
Yeah. Cause like you're feeling something totally different.
But I've never like I don't know. It's just so weird. Whew.
Hey Andrew.
That was fucking heavy. That was
I only found your future headstone.
Oh God. I'm coming.
It's excellent. It's pretty accurate.
It'll go right next to Megan. Well, I would hope so. It's the big one. My husband.
If it had anything else, it's long worn away.
Maybe she had a lot. And
I don't
it was
know.
With the current one when she died.
It just, I was not ready for it, and it made me laugh. That was a 1776 or 1775. So I wonder, is that a Revolutionary War bet?
Yeah. So, it might be more the tree than anything. The way the grass just stops around those.
Yeah. I want to get closer, but I don't want to walk over the tree. So, is there a...
I think I see a path here through the middle. But there is a little ditch. I'm gonna go in here and then I'm gonna go check out that hill. I made it down, alright. I made it down, okay. some of you spirits have already kind of figured it out. If you want to pick words from this ghost tube app here, it'll read the words aloud. And then I have this other one in my hand here that'll make a picture with your words. Let's see, can I read what this is? Glassford.
Thank you.
I can't make out the headstones. It's kind of like a pleasant feeling down here, even though I'm surrounded by no grass. Got a big old tree here. I don't know if that's the trees cleansing the area or if these graves are just genuinely happy, but it's kind of nice down here.
Can you hear it?
Hear what? I can hear lots of things, but I am a medium, so I can definitely hear you if you want. Yeah, luckily here, there's a straight shot in here to walk around, and there's even one over that way.
And that's why I was looking, so I was like, I don't want to walk just through it. I try to only walk through when I'm going to specific headstones.
It is a pretty nice feeling in there, though. A lot different than, you know, Tyler's favorite place over there.
Yeah. that was just...
So I'm kind of glad that... That was... weird though.
Yep.
I can't explain it. Like, it's just all of a sudden, it just was like.
The first time is.
It's weird because I can't explain it. Like, my buddy's into this shit. I'm kind of texting him now. I can't, like.
It's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain.
It's very hard to articulate.
It's
just
a feeling that you cannot understand, really. You just know that it's not. It's off.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Yeah, you probably went to heaven. Did you go to heaven? Look at the oldness here. Just the beauty. There's a knife in my car. So I'm just gonna apparently not have this record.
Patience Allen, Plunkett Allen.
Oh, there's a Patience over here too.
Mother? One of you a mother?
Alright.
Pamela.
I got Pamela.
I heard that.
Alex up here with his ghost cam, our photographer, Miss Megan, and pulling up the rear is our everyman, Tyler.
Our everyman.
Oh, that's interesting over there by that bush. Reginald Adams, World War II. Alright, this is very interesting up here. So this one, Edwin, it says on here he's buried at Gettysburg, so I wonder if just his wife is here.
Give it back.
I don't have the body to give it back. If I could give it back, I would.
Nobody took anything.
No.
least we didn't.
Can't speak for others. What the hell happened here? I'm sorry for you guys. Got some old, old, old stones. That must have fallen over.
Not gonna lie, I think I'm most excited for the one on Heron Island. That it actually like, feels
what?
Something.
That's your home stomping ground there.
It is.
This guy died October 23rd, 1832, at 16 years old, I think it says. Oof. Bertrand.
Tripped?
I think his last name was Bertrand. Maybe 26 years old.
He might have tripped.
Caused the death on the
So I am on top of the receiving here, receiving vault. I just want to come get a closer look at the stonework here. Sorry. You make me feel really sad, so I'm sorry. Coming over now. Kind of incredible how the cemetery was built when, like, you're just looking over into valleys.
It told me I can't speak.
Oh. When I got to the top of the vault, I got help.
I think this is connected to that other stop.
I want to see.
And I think
you can come with us.
Original idea of a incinerator might be accurate.
Oh. Yeah.
It might be the vent.
That could be.
For any bodies that aren't going to have a sound. Just the design and the fact that there is a roof over it, and there's pipe work coming out, I just...
Yeah.
And where it's located, I just can't help it.
Drastically different feeling than over there.
How does it feel over here?
I feel worried.
Okay.
I feel like I'm panicking.
Mm-hmm.
But I have nothing to panic about.
My heart started racing. I had a slight headache once I got up here. That's why I was like, oh, just can you come over here when you get a chance? I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me.
Do I know what?
Trapped.
Well, no, yeah. Feel, how do you feel here? You didn't feel anything at the last one.
I feel a little worried. Once I came, I was fine. I'm fine here.
At the moment you get, yeah.
In between these two stones, I feel protected.
It was fine, and then I came over here.
And like when I was over there, I got help, but I didn't feel anything. As soon as I came over here, it was a different story.
We're that everyday normal guy.
What is this on the tree?
I don't know. I'm taking pictures.
You can't leave with us.
Yeah, you can't leave with us. You gotta stay here. Hey, Tyler, a little interesting factoid for you. You found another spot where you were feeling like panicky or worried.
Oh, up there?
Yeah, up here back by that wooden cylinder thing.
Really? What's up there?
Like
motorcycles?
I don't know. It was, there's these old, old graves that you can't even read. But the second you get to, like, the back end of them, like, my heart just started racing. And, like, it felt like I was panicking, but I had nothing to panic about.
Is it raining? Oh,
I might make a walk down towards you here, see what's going on.
Sounds good. Over.
Hey, Tyler, interesting question for you. Is it raining over by you? So what's kind of interesting is I was in one spot and I was getting rained on. I moved to another spot that was in an open, like, clearing. No rain.
No, I'll come over here.
All right, I'm coming.
It's not a bad feeling.
You know what's awesome? This wasn't even the part that, like, I was, like, heavy on exploring.
Yeah. Is that how it always goes? You find something else, it's...
Yeah, what is happening?
I don't know.
I was being rained on in one spot. On here, I got hot. What is this?
Died March 24th, 1846 or 48. Wife of...
Press.
Thomas Moore. Age 26 or 28 years.
Okay.
I think in 26.
But that's definitely more. M-O-O-E. And that looks like R.
Alright, don't tell Megan.
She's looking over.
Here, you can just kind of keep filming it randomly.
Something just told me in my ear to lie down.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'll try to find a nice grassy spot here. Where it's not muddy.
Are you okay?
Ask if I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. It feels like somebody's, like, holding me, like, coddling me.
Are you sure, like, you're okay?
Yeah.
Andrew's okay. I'm okay. Are you okay?
You said that's a guy there, right?
No, this is a woman.
Oh, that's a woman. Okay.
This is the wife of Thomas Moore.
Alright. Because, like, I felt a feminine energy, and for some reason I thought you said man. Alright. Someone would see that something bad was happening, but it wouldn't be something bad. It would be like a release of negative energy, or like something negative being cut off. And like right now I just feel like a rope is being pulled out.
Julie?
But like, I just feel this like energy and presence all over me. Mm-hmm. Can I stand up now? I feel much better. Thank you.
There was a couple times with
something. Okay, this guy don't know. Thank you for your help there. I do feel better. I don't know if there was something that you sensed was needing work done by me, but... I think this camera battery died, which is very interesting because it was pretty full. I can get them and then we can just decide to drive to the next part. Thank you, spirits, for letting us come down here. Hell of a good feeling down here.
Oh, yeah.
This feels nice, yeah. And I mean, you know, one of them just had me lay down for like a therapy session, but...
So that finished up our walk around the first half of the cemetery here, where we parked our cars, did our intros, and just kind of walked around these super cool, super old graves here. We checked out multiple sections, and we saw so many just awesome things. Megan took some beautiful pictures, as you can see here. Let me know in the comments what you think about this cemetery here, just from the looks in the pictures and what we showed in the videos. Interesting looking back through everything. We didn't really catch any orbs, but that's okay. The feelings we got were enough. The interactions we were getting were more than enough. It was so cool to get some messages from the spirits that were here too, the people that call this their forever home. And it was just, some parts of it were just like a breath of fresh air, just like a walk through the woods almost. You know, some parts they did have a stronger energy on them, a stronger pull. And then the rain was a little weird as well. I don't think the videos touched upon that as much as what was happening, but at one point there, we were walking through one spot and it started raining on us, and then we got to another spot which didn't have any trees over it and the rain stopped. And then we got to another spot, rain came down, got to another spot like 20 feet away, rain stopped. So that was definitely interesting to see. And then looking back through here, I know I said we didn't really get any orbs in the videos and things, but this picture here has a weird anomaly that I just can't figure out. We'll zoom in on it here, but on this tree behind us, in this picture Megan snapped, is this white blur. It looks like it's going vertically up and down the tree. We inspected the tree in other pictures and videos, and there's nothing there. So I'm going to go ahead and say we caught something here. What it was, I have no idea, because I haven't seen an anomaly like that before. I don't know what popped up in the picture, so fire off in the comments what you think this could be. But it is interesting that in this one picture, this is the one light anomaly that we got, and I'm very happy we got it. Just kind of curious and interested to hear what you all think it is. Is it an orb? Is it a type of spirit showing themselves? I think it is. Let's see what you think as well. Don't hold back.
Thank you, everyone, for checking out the season premiere for Who's Ghost Stories. This was just part one of our trip to Cold Spring Cemetery. Part one had some exciting content there, especially with our feelings around the fenced-in area and my little therapy session laying down next to the grave. Part two is an epic conclusion, I would say. A lot happens in part two, so definitely come back and check out part two of Cold Spring Cemetery.